The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio. Radio.
About to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. And I lost a $5 bet. Good morning,
Good
Linda.
Good morning. Well, we did. We had a concert last night at Wind River. It was our holiday show. Lots of fun. Big shout out to Rick Hill, to Pat Karch, to Bobby Veramontes, to the special guests were Rick Hill and Lou White. And
Luigi
of course,
White.
Yeah, and of course, Bruce Kalin. Fun night.
Pat
Karch. The place was fun, and we did Christmas music, and just a shout out to everybody. So yeah,
oh, Scott Lewis came up and sang.
He's wonderful. Shout out to Scott as well. We had a great night. We got a lot of things to talk about this morning.
First of all, so Roberta and Jim Wright.
Thank you,
and we have your coach.
And they brought their grandson, who's on the home on leave.
By the way,
what a hunky boy!
I'm going to stop saying things about the Air Force. This guy, you know about the Air Force, because this guy is one of their TACB guys that goes out and he jumps in and gives tactical air control to Spec Ops guys. He's a big boy, and he's a big boy, and the nicest kid.
Oh my God!
The nicest young man you'd ever want to meet. You'd love to have him. You know what? He's the kind of young man you'd love to have in your family.
Oh my God!
I mean, he's humble about what he does. I mean, all
and the
of
women
that.
Would just keep touching his arms.
Well, I noticed you were, but
I like a good gun.
So do I. Now the other thing too was the Bonnie and Jim Sharp's anniversary. They were there, so.
So we do have the jackets, by the way.
Yes, we have the Wrights jackets. I think it's the Wrights.
Yes, they left their jackets at the table. Right. They're here at the station, so come by and get them. So
now we were really afraid.
We love you.
We were really afraid that maybe you guys were still hanging around the.
They could have. They're free slot.
Then they went back and Kate got the jackets and said, somebody's taking my jackets. So that's us. Hey, it was a great night last night. But then afterwards, we stayed for a while, Gary Hayward and his wife.
Lovely
people and his brother. But at the end, Gary says, I don't think she's going to come in tomorrow with you into the show because, you know, getting up early and she just put out a lot of energy tonight and all this. And I said, I don't think she will either. She says, I'm coming in. And I bet him $5, so I owe Gary Hayward $5.
It's when people doubt me that I or challenge me. That's what
Never
always
challenge
gets me.
Linda.
Okay, currently 48 degrees, folks, in the downtown studios. Looks like we're going to have 60 to 30. Start with a little bit percentage of the higher part of likely chance of rain, and then we go down to 30% with our highs today of 52 and our lows of 38. Rain tonight about 20%. Partly sunny tomorrow, Saturday, with highs of 53. And I know that there's all kinds of church bazaars. I think actually there's a big creative bazaar, Bethel. And there's another place. I'm trying to think of things, Field of Dreams, League of... Field of Dreams, that area, that they're going to have a big bazaar as well. So nice to get those arty things so you'll know what your weekend looks like. Partly sunny, high of 53 on Saturday. Saturday night, 50 to 80% chance of rain. Ooh-hoo. And Sunday is going to be rainy with temperatures about 52. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends. Locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call for all of your propane and gas needs, 365-3793. With us this morning, we love Friday mornings. I always love to see what the pet of the week is.
I always love to see Spencer.
Spencer?
he comes in with blue hair. He comes in with, you know, polka dotted hair. Because he's active with his kids.
Yes.
And he just doesn't dress like that. He's been the employee of the year out there at Haven Humane. He's just a good all-around guy. And he comes in, these dogs love him. Because, you know, he shares his breakfast with them. I mean, come on. I mean, I've seen him. You know, he has his sandwich, and the dog's just, you know, just got his head on Spencer's knee, and pretty soon the dog has more of the sandwich than Spencer does.
Well, Spencer's our Haven Humane guy, and he brings in our pet of the week. Good morning.
Good morning.
Tell us who you have today.
So this morning I brought with me Scoot, who is a one-year-old black lab mix. And believe it or not, this guy came into our shelter as a stray 2 weeks ago. Amazing dog. I mean, he's 1 year old, so, I mean, he's, you know, Labradork. They're big Labradorks until they're about 6 years old.
Labradorks. Never heard that term. I love it.
No, ask people who have Labradors.
Labradorks.
Know, they run around with their, I don't know, big smiles on their faces and run into things.
They do. They're great dogs. So we have him rated for a home with kids 5 and older just because he's young and he's a little bouncy still, you know, so he could easily knock over a smaller child. Uh-huh. No aggression whatsoever. Mm-hmm. He's good with other dogs and just an amazing dog. He already knows sit. He hops right up into...
just whistling at the dog. Come on.
He hops right into the van, gets right over into the passenger seat and just sits there like, all right, where are we going today, buddy?
Yeah. If you're an active person and you like to do, I love to go to the doggy park, or you want to walk the trail, or you know, these people who, I mean, I'm not one of those when I say these people, you know, people who run their dogs when they're riding their bike, this is the dog to have. And he's not a huge lab. I would say that he's on the smaller side.
He is on the smaller side. Right now, I'd say he's probably around 55 pounds. Mm-hmm. He's probably going to gain about another 20 pounds. Okay. He's as tall as he's going to get, but he's going to start filling out a little bit. Great, great dog, and he's ready to go home today. And starting today, running through the end of the year, because we've been trying to place 300 animals into forever homes, that started November 1st.
Wow.
Running through the end of the year, we're halfway to our goal. So to help us make our goal, we have reduced the adoption fee on all animals at our shelter right now.
Okay, now, here's a great time to get an outstanding animal for your family, because you just don't go down and grab one. First of all, you have to interact with the animal.
There's
people watching. And I mean, not that you're not being graded, but they want to make sure you get along with the animal and the animal's the right one for you. I mean, if you've got kids that are 3 and under and you have a great dog, but he's bouncy, like you said, a Labradork, that he can knock them over and hurt them, and you don't want that kind of thing.
Yeah, you know, and if you do have a little younger child, don't let that deter you either, because we can do dog-child introductions and see how he responds. Because when we evaluate him, obviously we don't have a child on staff that we can introduce him to, so it's using certain tools to see how they're best going to react to the children.
Right. You can't at that out there.
Okay, so first of all, I've told everybody about the Siamese cat.
It's gone.
Did he go?
It's gone the next
day. Yes.
Oh, yeah. I'm just telling you.
I thought I saw a photo of that kitten on Facebook by somebody that had it.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
He
was adopted fast.
Oh, man. And I was telling everybody how, you know, you bring in the best pets. You know, I love that. So, okay, it's Christmas time. You have 3 kids. How is life for you right now?
Wonderful. Wonderful. I always plan in advance. You can't do Christmas on a spur of the moment.
Okay. Well, you know what? Tell that to everybody else. A lot of people just don't even have a clue.
Today's the 24th. There's 21 more shopping days. I mean, that morning, you get up, you get out,
and
the crowds aren't there.
I've been completely done with all of my shopping for the last couple of weeks.
Oh, you know what? I usually like to. Used to back
you
in the day.
You are a disgrace to mankind.
No. Look what he can do. He can do all these things because of the fact, and be calm.
Okay.
So the kids, how exciting. What are your plans?
Well, you know, the kids, because I know they're not listening, they are going to have a wonderful Christmas. Every one of them is getting a tablet this year.
Oh,
wow.
They wanted phones. I have a 5-year-old, a 10-year-old.
A 5-year-old wanted a phone?
Wanted a phone. He wanted a phone. So I fear the next best thing is the tablet.
Yeah. Yeah, they could do games.
I'll give him one of my old phones. They don't work.
He has one of my old phones.
Yeah.
He's broken that code, huh?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Oh, how wonderful.
Here we are.
Enjoy.
What's the name? Okay, Scoot.
Scoot. Yep, and he's ready to go home today. So
there
stop by
go.
And pick
right.
him up.
What a great. And he's very relaxed. I mean, he came in and was all, and then now, since he's been here and he's inside the studio, folks, laying down just great.
Just
got a good,
right.
Again, another wonderful disposition.
Yes.
From an adoptable pet, ready to go today from Haven Humane.
Right.
Hours, phone number?
11 to 5, Monday through Saturday, and our phone number is 241-1653.
There you go. Thank you
fantastic.
So much.
Thank okay, you thank you so much.
We'll see you next week.
Yes.
Have a great day.
Okay, before we let's just say a portion of the show, and then we'll come back, and I want to talk about something I just discovered. I want to share with everybody this event that happened last night, and a term that I didn't know was like a football term.
This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. 70 years of being so successful, 3 years in a row of being in the top 100 hospitals in the nation. And, of course, this year being in the top cardiac hospital, top 50 cardiac hospitals in the nation. All this at Shasta Regional Medical Center, treating people well. We'll be right back after these messages. It's 7:15 in the morning, 49 degrees out there today, possible rain. 605-4567 is our phone number. When we come back, we're going to be talking about a lot of things, including San Bernardino and the Secretary of Defense putting diversity over capabilities. We'll be right back.
The holidays are on us at Redding Kia, home of the 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty and complimentary lifetime oil changes with every vehicle purchased. Treat yourself to a 2015 Optima, 2016 Forte, 2016 Sportage, 2016 Sorento, or a 2016 Soul, and Kia Motors will make your first two payments for you. Plus, when the holidays are on us, your first payment won't be due until spring. That's 5 months. What will you do with all that extra money during the holidays? This is the best sale we've had all year at Redding Kia. Kia Motors will make your first two payments for you, and you don't have to make a payment until next spring. Take a test drive, make a great deal, and enjoy your holidays. Plus, tax, license, government fees, any dealer documentation charges, and any emission testing charges. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. For details, see retailer or go to Kia.com. On approval of credit, must finance through Kia Motors Finance, subject to prior sale, ends 1/4/16. The holidays are on us. Redding Kia, Cypress Avenue, RedingKia.com.
This is Carl Bott. I'm sitting with Ted Ogilvie here, manager and head driller of Diamond Core Drilling. You know, Ted, with all this water shortage and the drought that's going on, people have a lot of questions about their water wells. What can Diamond Core Drilling do for these people?
I've seen a lot of people run out of water, and it takes a very long time to get a driller scheduled. What we'd like to do is see if we can pull a Department of Water Resources log that shows the construction details of the well. And then we also like to come out and do an actual site visit and inspect the well and see if there's anything that can be done with the well.
Now, this is a free consultation, right?
Yeah, absolutely, Carl. We don't charge anything for that. We've been providing water well services since 1980. We're veteran-owned, veteran-managed. You can reach us at area code 530-275-8162 or you can visit our website, DiamondCoreDrilling.net.
That's Diamond Core Drilling. They can help you with any of your water well needs.
This is Ted Ogilvie. We're here to help.
Alone when he stays through. Yes, I'll admit.
Santa Claus has landed at View 202. On Sunday, December 13th, join Santa and his elf for brunch on the veranda. Enjoy bottomless mimosas, beautiful music by Linda Bott, and her jazz ensemble, the sensational sounds of Shasta High School's musical choir. Bring a toy to donate to Toys for Tots and have your picture taken with Santa. Don't miss out on this magical Christmas experience. December 13th from 11 to 1:30 at View 202. It's Dandelion's first Christmas in their new home. So join the ladies at 1322 Pine Street. Enjoy the 17 themed trees, where you will find exciting brands like Brighton, Alex and Ani, beautiful sweaters, and delicious candles with scents like pumpkin spice and cinnamon cider. Have your sweetheart fill out a wish list to make your shopping easier, or have one of the many wonderful ladies help you with that special gift. It's Dandelion Unique Gifts and Clothing at 1322 Pine Street in beautiful downtown Reading.
Love it. Can you see the shoes? The shoes walking down New York City. The shoes and the flare pants. What are they called? Chemin de Fer. There was like a name for it. Now you just see the shoes and the swagger. It's a visual with that song.
From the movie
Saturday Night Fever.
Saturday Night Fever, that's right, with John Travolta. All right, welcome back. It's 7:19 in the morning. Carl and Linda Bott, 49 degrees. We didn't say hello to Eric this morning. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning, Carl.
Eric is our Friday guy.
Yep.
And works magnificently well here. And then does Saturdays. So So we take care of his Friday mornings and Saturday mornings.
We appreciate you. So, Eric, you are also a father of three children.
Two.
Okay. So what are you?
She didn't tell you.
Oh, sorry.
She didn't tell you?
Maybe that's another present around the corner.
I thought
we're so far. Spencer is just, looks like a teenager. So he comes in, he's got three kids. You're like, when did you start? So anyway, how is your Christmas season going so far?
Christmas season is going really good so far. We just put up our tree. Shopping, I'm not as proficient as Spencer, so I still have some things to do. I always go into the year saying, okay, we're going to do it like in August or, you know, mm-hmm. but it just never happens. And so I still have a couple of things, but it'll be a good Christmas. My parents are coming down from Washington, and so that'll be really fun.
Are they staying with you?
Yeah.
Oh, great. Yeah. House full. We have the same thing. Everybody, we have a whole house full of people. Kids are coming in from Albuquerque, the grandkids. My parents are going to be staying at, actually, my good friend Rhonda Culp, who owns Redding's River Retreat, which is this gorgeous place right on the river. She's going to put them up. So they can have their space and then come, you know, it's like a mile. We could walk to their place. Wow. So that'd be great. So, yeah. So I always think about, you know, what parents and with their young kids and your children are how old again?
They're 5 and 7.
Just five. Are they Santa Claus?
Yeah. They enjoy Santa Claus. My daughter found out very early on. She's the oldest one. She found out very early on.
Ooh.
She's very logistic. So she's just like, there's no way. My son's kind of still like, we're just like, okay, we'll let him, you know.
Yeah.
So
hang on.
Yeah.
Hang on. Well, I believe
so
in Santa Claus.
So she's looking at that. There's no way he could get around.
Oh, yeah. No, I believe in Santa Claus.
I mean, you know what? She's going to be, a micro engineer or something.
Yeah. I can see that.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, look, Linda got all excited this morning because she learned a new term.
Well, we were doing a show. Of course, we were performing last night, so I didn't get a chance to see.
That was the royal we, because the only thing I was doing was sitting there.
Well, you were hosting a big table. But anyway, so this morning we turned on Fox News and just kind of a little tidbit about, you know, just catching up with, you know, what's happening. And, of course, Aaron Rodgers, they show this clip of Aaron Rodgers throwing this pass. And the hosts were talking about Hail Mary. And I just thought, well, Hail Mary, like, you know, praise God kind of thing. Like, you know, that this was just, they didn't want to say praise God, so they said Hail Mary. Well, come to work today, finding out that that's really a term.
The term of our Hail Mary pass, the first time I remember hearing it, was when Doug Flutie in the Boston College game came out of the pack there and people battling to get him down, and they had one play left. And he threw the ball down the field. The Boston College player caught it in the end zone. They called it the Hail Mary. Well, that's the term they use where it's just like, okay, here, God, please let one of our guys catch this. You know what? Hail Mary. You know, full of grace. And then so off he goes.
So they show Aaron Rodgers. Yeah. They said that 61 yards. I mean, we saw this whole thing. He couldn't figure out where he was going to throw it. So he just got back and he threw with all his might. Oh, my gosh. It gives me chills.
Into the end zone. There's like 7 players down there fighting for it. And but you can see the guy that caught it, Richard Rodgers. He was looking at the ball all the way in, and he leaps in the air. He's like the tight end. Gets up in the air. He's got Detroit Lions hanging on him. Catches the ball. Green Bay wins. Probably saves their season.
Our miracles don't begin to describe it. For the entire first half, the Packers were inept. With so many things going wrong, that Coach Mike McCarthy could have been forgiven for checking the bench for locusts and frogs. I love these sport writers when they write these things. It's just, you know, it's really funny. But anyway, so
okay.
Hail Mary.
Okay,
and that's
now
exciting.
This is where it came from. This is why I love our listening.
Our
listeners.
We're going to do a Chat Pack Breakfast. We have
okay.
to.
Okay. Here it is. They said the term became widespread after December 28th, 1973 NFL playoff game between the Dallas Cowboys and the Minnesota Vikings, when Cowboys quarterback Roger Staubach, a Roman Catholic, by the way, said about his game-winning touchdown into wide receiver Drew Pearson, "I closed my eyes and said a Hail Mary," and threw the ball. Okay, but that was kind of exciting.
I'm going to go back into the office and get some tickets. We have a special set of tickets to give away. Anyway, so that's really
cool.
I'll tell you what, just kind of go back to recap that. That was really a great way to start the day. even though your battery was dead in your car.
The battery's dead in my truck.
It was forgiven because of the Hail Mary. I mean, you know, that's kind of like you ride the wave of that.
Maybe I need to go back and sit in my car and say, sit in my truck and say a Hail Mary then. Maybe it'll start, but no, I don't think so. So you might, if you have a good deal out there on batteries, give me a call here, 605-4565. Okay, things we want to talk about today. We're going to have Congressman, of course, LaMalfa is going to be on at 8 o'clock. What's the more information is coming out on the shooter and the shooters. And now they're saying is that it appears maybe the wife was the one who was the radical and kind of turned her husband. They had the weapons they had been legally bought by people, other people, and now they're trying to figure out how they got these weapons. Of course, you see in our own paper today something they lifted from the Sacramento Bee, and I read it down in the Sacramento Bee about the, you know, we've got to keep, you know, people, we got to keep guns from getting to people like them. Or we got to keep guns from certain kinds of people. Well, you know, but them. I'm not sure who them is. You know, that's kind of like you have to say who's them, because there was no indication at all, outward indication that this man and woman were planning anything. They talked to people that were in the mosque that prayed with him. The guy says, "You know what? His fellow Muslim just said, you know what? We prayed in the mosque every day, and there was nothing there." He said he had a good job, he had a good income, he seemed happy. His wife, he had a wife and a kid. And then about 3 weeks before all this incident happened, he stopped going to prayers. So, and the fact is that this wasn't, you know, even though he went in, and it appeared that last week, a couple weeks ago, he had an argument with somebody about, is Islam a violent religion? And it was, you know, I don't know if it was an argument that almost came to blows or whatever it was, but he came to the holiday party, and it was a holiday party because people of all faiths were there, and all county workers, and he left. Obviously, he had everything there in the car with his wife that they had rented 4 days before. See, there's more to this than just a lone wolf, you know what, I'm going to get even with people type of killing. First of all, a woman's involved. That's extremely rare that you get women involved in these mass shootings. So where was the indicators on this? The fact was is that he did have, it looks like he did have correspondence with radical elements in the Islamic faith, but there's only so much that intelligence can do on this, that, you know, that he had corresponded with, you know, but you don't know at what level he corresponded with. But again, it comes back to the fact they also in their house they had, you know, 6,000 rounds of ammunition and 12 pipe bombs that they had made. And something else came out that was even a little scarier, I think, was that next door neighbor didn't want to say anything. Because she's, you know, because they saw things that, you know, it seemed like they were out of place, but they didn't want to turn somebody in and have people think that they were just racially profiling their neighbors because they were Muslims. Well, as it turns out, that they were right on this one, and they talked to at least one set of next door neighbors. I don't know if it was the neighbors that, you know, said that maybe they were noticing things, but they said they didn't see anything. They had no indication at all, nothing. That they were in there building bombs or building up a little arsenal in there or were thinking of anything like this. No indication. He said, I mean, we share a wall with them. Yeah. So, it's not like you're hearing the chants in the middle of the night of kill the infidels. So that wasn't going on. And nor did they have any, you know, outrageous smells or anything of, you know, burning things or making stuff. It's absolutely almost heartbreaking when you think of these people in there for a holiday party, and they walk in and shoot 75 times, they kill 20 people, or 14 people, and wound at least 25. And when the first responders were there, you know, they roll into this, and this isn't, you know, none of them had, most of them probably have never seen combat. They walked into this, and there was just, I mean, bullets and bodies everywhere. All races, all religious groups. It made no difference. Muslims, Christians, evangelicals, It didn't make any difference to them. Men, women, 25 to 68 were in there. Killed them all. Or killed those.
And here's the, you know, what happens when you see this kind of thing happen. You know, according to reports, there's a Virginia mosque that receives a call, you all will be killed. Palm Beach Islamic Center damaged by vandals. Muslims are feeling intense backlash. You know, we also express in our country that you have the freedom to believe what you believe, and there comes the Christians, remember what happened back in the 14th century when if you were a Christian you were slaughtered.
Yeah, well, I mean, they went through the Spanish
cleansing. Yeah. And
well, you know, it does.
And, you had a belief and you didn't follow the church rules. Yeah, villages were slaughtered.
Well, that and, you know, they were, you know.
Is it something inhuman in man that's a flaw in man? I mean, I think in God's creation, we're all supposed to be created equal according to our, you know, the documents. And that we're all, you know, we're supposed to be perfect in our bodies. But our minds... What happens with the twist?
I don't know. Let's talk about it after this break.
Okay, Casey and our 1460.
This portion of the show brought to you by our friends at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. I tell you what, Espresso Joe's has got the best coffee. All different types of coffee beans, coffee flavors, and you get discounts if you're a veteran at Espresso Joe's. Now, walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in the area with a walk-in humidor that is just absolutely stocked full of great presents for Christmas right there. Any type of tobacco accessory you could possibly want at Tobacco and Brew, better-known store. Does a lot for our community, so much for our community. Joe and Shelley. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month, next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
The unmistakable sound of the Temptations. Motown comes to Reading. Sunday, December 6th at 7 p.m. Live in concert, it's the Temptations at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Don't miss the Temptations. For more than 50 years, hit after hit from the Temptations. Now live in Reading at the Civic Auditorium. Tickets are on sale now. Go to the Civic box office, call 229-0022 or online at readingcivic.com for the incredible Motown sound of the Temptations. The smooth stepping and flawless presentation of flair, flash, and class come to the Reading Civic Auditorium with the Temptations live in concert December 6th. Get your tickets now at the box office. Call 229-0022 or online at readingcivic.com for the Temptations.
Join the City of Reading as we turn off our outdoor irrigation. As our serious water crisis continues, the city is facing large fines from the state if we don't meet our mandate. Those recent rains we've been enjoying won't end the drought overnight, but they're enough to let you turn off your sprinklers for the year. The shorter days and cool nights mean you don't need to keep those sprinklers running. You'll save plenty of water and reduce your utility bill at the same time. Check out other water-saving tips at cityofreading.org. Be water wise, water less, and together we'll all get through this.
Flu shots provide protection against the flu virus. Owens Pharmacy reminds you, it's not too late to get a flu shot. Visit any Owens Pharmacy and get protected. No appointment necessary. Get a flu shot today.
While serving in Iraq, Sergeant Jason Nielsen suffered a paralyzing injury. Paralyzed Veterans of America's service officers are trained to help injured veterans get all the benefits they've earned. To help paralyzed veterans, visit pva.org.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and DeBott. Yeah, that's right. The Temptations, they're in town Sunday, December 6th. This Sunday, doors open at 6 p.m., show 7 p.m. And Sun Goat, it is the original Temptations.
No, this is not a copy group.
This is not a cover group. This is the Temptations.
Now, just like, go ahead, you finish.
Finish.
Well, just like any group, you know, you may have a member that passed away, so there's probably two or three. And I'm not speaking, maybe it's all of the original group. But, you know, you do have that. That does happen. So, more information.
They're going to be in town on Sunday playing their great songs, 50 years. And I think it is, you know, like Linda says, it could be one or two that aren't there because of age, but it is the original Temptations. And the best thing about it is that, you know, you hear things. We have people telling us, oh, yeah, I was trying to get tickets and they wanted $300. No, you're going to the wrong spot. The most expensive tickets for the Temptations this Sunday are $60. And you can get tickets all the way down to $40. But even better, you can get tickets right here.
Okay, we're going to do something interesting today, and we're going to make our engineer here work, because we're going to take the third caller today. Right now, 605-4567, if you're the third caller, you're going to get two tickets for the Temptations. These are Section 1, Row J, Seat 7. I believe they're the $45 price tickets, but you're going to get two. What a great date to see the Temptations. So give us a call here. Phones are ringing now, so we'll let you know who the third caller is.
Got to be third caller there. Okay. Well, also, Wreaths Across America are going to be going a week from tomorrow, December 12th, at IGO, at Gas Point Road, IGO, California. Of course, this is Wreaths Across America, where they have a short program, and then we'll be putting wreaths on all of the gravestones out there and all the markers out there, and they've got a wreath for all of them. In fact, this week they're fluffing them. So they can put them on next week. Or maybe they're going to fluff next week. They're going to fluff them
next week.
I think Jarhead's in charge of the fluffing. Jarhead, can we put something on in the chat room, since you are the main fluffer for the wreaths, if you can tell us when
it is a beautiful event. We've attended every year, and I'll tell you when there's a picture that Kim Chamberlain took of when there was a snowfall, and it really is spectacular. So December 12th, the ceremony begins at 12 noon, but you can go out. I know that we're going to have to come out a little bit later, but there's a beautiful ceremony and what it is. And this is every veteran cemetery across the United States is doing this at the same time. This is a beautiful part of that. So you kind of feel that, you know what, Sacramento, they're doing this. You know, everywhere that you have a loved one that is. In fact, one year we just put a wreath. We had a couple wreaths, and we put it on some people's some friends' fathers and some other people we didn't know, in memory of some of our relatives and loved ones that we knew that these wreaths were going to be laid on the tombstones across the country. Anyway, I repeated myself. So now we have Alice. Alice
won the two tickets to the...
Oh, she's on the phone?
She's not.
She's not on the phone.
Okay, Alice won two tickets.
Won two tickets. What? What am I jumping on you? I'm trying not to.
Alice won two tickets to the Temptations for Sunday night. Congratulations, Alice.
All right, there you go. It's going to be so much fun. You know, these are our last tickets. We did have a little handful.
We had a handful. They went fast.
They went fast. So, you know, it's
Had a lady call that, I don't know, she's probably listening right now, but she said she listens to us while around on a school bus. I thought, oh, that must be fun. But she can't call because she's working, and so she called later and said, when's the next chance? And so I told her, and she won a set of tickets. Okay. Wreaths Across America, as Linda was just talking about, and the goes on next Saturday. If you have any questions, 396-2429. But, you know, that's just time to get in there. All right. Going back into the shooting on this, it still seems to be Here's my thoughts on this. here's my thoughts on the fact that it is terrorism. I don't care, you know, they're having a tough time for some reason wrapping their arms around this and calling it a terrorist act. This isn't something you just walk in and I mean, which is bad enough, and you start shooting, and and then the cops come and the guy gets shot, or he shoots himself, or whatever. It's not like that. It's not like the Planned Parenthood shooting, which was also quite horrible. The guy walks in through the door, and he kills three people. He's by himself. He's obviously, there's something wrong with the guy, including killing the policeman, and then he's taken alive. And there's something wrong with this guy. I mean, if you just start looking at some of the facts there. This one, two people collected the weapons, made bombs, rented an SUV, targeted a specific group of people, went in, carried out, executed the attack, walked out calmly, left explosive devices which didn't go off, and then got back into their car and drove away calmly. And they were caught. They went back toward their house, and then there was some kind of tip that got people, put police at their house. Well, they turned and tried to run away, and the gunfight started, and they were killed. But they were dressed in the appropriate clothing of extra magazines. I don't know how they were dressed, but it sounds like when they had, they could have had chest rigs on that held the extra magazines, and they did it. And he and his wife. There's no photo of his wife that I can find that I've seen yet, just of him. So I don't know where so they're saying, well, this is kind of mixed up. It could have been something to do with his business. I mean, they had just given his wife a baby shower with gifts for the baby. I find that interesting. So something, why was this one group, and I don't know if they're going to find out, because it's going to take a smoking gun, like maybe it's something written in a computer or left someplace that says, yeah, this is why I did it. I don't think they're ever going to really find that one. I could be wrong. I hope I am. I would like them to be able to find out why something like this happens in our society. If there's something that's pinpointed. And then the other question is, were they going someplace else at that time to hit somebody else? They had lots of ammunition with them. I don't know if there was bombs in the car, but they had the ammunition and the weapons to go and do it again. You're reading stuff right now. Are you seeing?
Well, what I'm seeing is the latest is there was a bomb-making factory in their garage. So, ladies and gentlemen, our loyal listeners, if you suspect, well, I mean, look what happened with Bob. I mean, that guy was doing something that blew up the neighborhood.
Bob Belongi had the guy next door.
Right here in Reading.
Right down the road here on Placer, off of Placer down there. That you remember the one where they went into this place and it was so volatile they couldn't do anything except burn it because he had enough explosives in there to even though he wasn't making bombs, he was making rocket fuel, but it was enough to blow up the whole area right there. It's not so funny to Bob because Bob was living next to him. It's funny now. But, the bottom line is you're right. I mean, if you see something, I mean, here you go. See, the people that said they weren't going to report anything because they were afraid they were going to be called racial profilers. But if there's things going on, no matter what race, religion, or whatever that's going on, that you look and it seems kind of strange, you need to tell somebody. I mean, we live in that day and age where, unfortunately, there are people out there making bombs in their garages. I mean, they did it back in the 60s, but they're blowing themselves up on a regular basis. Here, they're blowing other people up.
They had 12 pipe bombs inside the apartment, which appear to have been constructed in the garage. The apartment in the middle-class neighborhood full of families and young professionals who were going about their lives in recent weeks while bombs were constructed and stored just out of view. Most of the neighbors, the Telegraph, and other outlets have spoken to say they did not see Farouk and Malik frequently or know much about them. Now they must confront the reality, okay, an act of terrorism may have been plotted in a home that from the outside looks much like theirs. It's just very unnerving. When Syroud Farouk and Tashfeen Malik fled the scene of the shootings on Tuesday, they left behind an impressive explosive device that police say either did not work or was not activated. The fact that the bomb was found on the scene and 12 more in the suspect's home was one of the primary factors that led the FBI to determine that a terrorist attack had likely taken place. Now, law enforcement sources have told the Los Angeles Times that the pipe bomb recovered from the scene resembles an explosive device described in Inspire magazine and Al-Qaeda publication. That presents the possibility that the suspects were following what is essentially a how-to guide terror.
Okay. Now, and people are going to be, oh, my God. There was a book back in the 60s. And tell me if you people remember. It's called The Anarchist Cookbook. That people got crazy about because this thing showed how to make bombs and other things called Anarchist Cookbook. I shouldn't be saying anything about it, but I don't know if it's still in publication. But back in the 60s, when you know it was the big thing was rebellion and fighting against the man, this was one of the things. Now, the difference we have with that is that was people that, in most cases, it was not, almost any case, it wasn't a coordinated movement across the country. Now we've got to ask ourselves, is this just the first of many that's going to happen? That the target was designated, they got to pick their own target, so he got to, you know, pay off people that, you know, that he had this anger build up, the people he worked with. So, but he got to pick his target to make a statement. And if you look at it, also, they had bombs going off in Cairo, they have had bombs going off everywhere in the last few days. There's a lot of stuff going on right now. From the jihadist of the world, that's going on. I don't know why you couldn't use the term terrorist in this. They're saying that they don't want to label it that, but yet everything about it seems like it. Anyway, we need to take a break here.
Let's talk about more of some of the reporting. You want to do that while we get back?
When we get back, I want to talk about that, and I want to hear what you all think about this. Is this something that that's bothered you when you go about your everyday activities? Is this something that can happen here in Reading? And then I want to talk about at some point here before 8 o'clock, before the congressman comes on, I want to talk about the latest order issued by Ash Carter, Secretary of Defense, that opens up all military jobs to women. SEALs, Recon, Green Berets, Rangers, all of this. They had no exceptions. Even though the Marine Corps had asked for an exemption for combat infantrymen, no exceptions. What we've got here is this a decision for diversity that's going to have an adverse impact on our military? We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460.
NorCal Limo, the ultimate in luxury limousines.
This is Jamie with NorCal Limousine. Here at NorCal Limo, we specialize in group transportation, birthday parties, proms, weddings, Manton wine tours, ladies' night out, guys' night out, Christmas light tours, concerts, and we service all the major airports. Don't worry about parking fees and wasted gas money. NorCal Limo will pick you up and take you anywhere in the North State area. Packages start at $150. Enjoy the finest in expertise and precision with the newest limo in town. Check out our website at www.norcallimo.com or give us a call at 276-8851.
Licensed and insured, TCP 31143.
Who doesn't love Dickens' classic story, A Christmas Carol? Christmas isn't the same without its fascinating tale of spirits, adventure, greed, and of course, Ebenezer Scrooge.
Join us this holiday season for the Reading Civic Repertory's magical debut of Christmas Carol, A Love Story.
Fabiano Altamura's new adaptation will have it all, from gorgeous sets to spooky spirits and music that will have you dancing the humbug.
Will Ebenezer Scrooge get what he deserves, or will the miser choose a different path? Come and find out on December 19th and 20th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Get tickets at the Reading Civic Auditorium's box office. Call 229-0022 or at readingcivic.com.
Brought to you by Meeks Lumber, Zimmer Construction, Hudson Entertainment, and Hilltop Medical Clinic. Don't miss this Christmas spectacular, Christmas Carol, A Love Story, December 19th and 20th, 2 p.m. and 7 p.m. at the Reading Civic Auditorium.
Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista here. We'd like to thank our local community for making 2015 our best year yet. Your continued patronage supports 20 local jobs, and when you shop at Mighty Fine, your money stays in your community, the way it should be. Daily deli specials under $5, a different hot soup served daily, groceries, meat, produce, and over 1,000 cold drinks. Mighty Fine Foods is your locally owned and operated neighborhood grocer. Mighty Fine, 299 in Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista.
Season's greetings. This is Mac McCraw, the Shasta County Veterans Service Officer. As an Air Force retiree who previously deployed to Iraq, I know how important it is to graciously say thank you to all the currently deployed soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines for putting your life on the line every day to defend freedom so that all of us back home can keep safe. Merry Christmas to all of you, and we will see you soon when you come home. And thank you, Shasta County family members, for your support during the holidays.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda, the interrupter bot. You know what?
No.
This is what we put our producers through. She said, "You just went quiet." I said, "You interrupted me." And then, and so we go back and forth, and there's Eric's minding his own business. I say, "Hey, okay, Eric, which one of us is right?" You talk about a young man who just stared, and he goes, "We got 5 seconds." And that was it. All right. Hey, welcome back, everybody. Carl on the bot. KCNR 1460. It's 10 minutes till 8 o'clock. It's 49 degrees out there, going 52. Maybe some rain today. Maybe some rain tomorrow. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends. Give veteran and senior discounts. It's a better-known business. 365-3793. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms, right here in Reading, on Larkspur, 2539 Larkspur. Great gun shop. It prides itself on its customer service, having all the types of different firearms that people want and ammo. 22 ammunition. They had tons of it the other day. I'm not sure if they still have it. 17 caliber for all you squeak shooters out there. They've got tons of that. They have super gunsmithing there, and classes on concealed carry and hunter safety. It's all one-stop shop at Bastiani Arms. Buy local, stay local, discounts for veterans. Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur. Give them a call at 222-8222. All right. Women in the military. Women in the military are needed. They play an integral part in our military. We can't do without women in the military. With that in mind, however, there are some jobs that have not been opened up to women because of a variety of reasons. One of them are physical reasons. So the Obama administration seeks diversity, and because of this, they did away with the "don't ask, don't tell." So gays can openly serve in the military, okay, and. The transgenders, there's somewhat of a problem in that, trying to figure out how that's going to work. But they said, do a study on see which jobs should be not open to women and do studies. Well, the military did that. The Marine Corps did a 9-month study. By integrating women and men into mixed gender fire teams and rifle squads and all male fire squads. And what they found after 9 months of observations and testing is that the all-male squads clearly outperformed the mixed-gender squads. Is it because the girls were dumber or anything? Like, no. They just didn't have the physical capabilities to do the things that men do. Sorry, that's just the way it is. Women have physical capabilities that men can't do, but in this case, upper body strength, be able to hike, pack, run, shoot, and maneuver in close combat. They didn't have the capabilities to keep up as well. Marine Corps said, we've used this study. And so what does the Secretary of Navy do? Oh, that's just, it was a biased study. Of course, right after that, the people involved in it, women and men, came out, you know, fighting, saying, what do you mean biased? For 9 months, we studied this. We did every test. We had everybody observing it. We did the test that you wanted, and it clearly shows that women, a mixed gender squad, can't keep up. So the Marine Corps asked for an exemption for our combat infantrymen. Not other things. Combat infantrymen. The rest of the services rolled over on their backs.
Yeah, it's okay.
Yesterday, Ash Carter, the political appointee who's worked his way up through the bowels of the Pentagon in different jobs till he's gotten to the part where he's SecDef, said, there'll be no exemptions. There'll be no exemptions. We're opening up all jobs to women. Diversity makes us stronger, makes us better. Really, Ash, then why aren't there men on the women's swim teams? Why am I and Eric not playing in the NBA? We're diverse. We're short-er. I have few skills at basketball, but that would even make it more because I'm more diverse. What you're saying, I mean, what they're saying is just foofra. There's another word for it that I can't use because, you know, I would be bleeped out of this. It's wrong. And then if you get, you know, and they're saying, but we're not going to change. Okay, here's the other part, but we're not going to change our standards. If they can meet those standards, they should serve. Really? Ask the Ranger community if any of the standards were changed when those three women went through Ranger school. Don't ask the Army. The Army says nothing. Oh, no, there's nothing changed there. Ask the Ranger community. They're pretty vocal about it. I notice that as soon as they get something posted, it gets pulled down. That they're pretty vocal about there were some things that were changed. The Marine Corps has an infantry officer's course. It's open to women because they wanted to do the testing. Not one has made it past the first week. Maybe one made it to the second week, but didn't make it past the second week. Now, there's many men that don't make it past that course, too. It's a tough course. The Marine infantry is a tough job, and you want a leader that can not only keep up, but keep in front and excel at what his men do, that knows every job, and who is a leader, and it is a tough physical, I don't care any way you look at it, it's a tough physical, dirty, hard job. And no women have been able to get through the inventory, PFT, and then the first week. It has made these militant diversitists, and that's what I call them, a militant diversitist, crazy. Well, you know, we need gender. They just need to be gender-specific types of tests. Well, no. You need to have a test to show, can that person be there not only at the beginning but at the end? Can that person pick up a knife and use it on somebody? Can that person get into a fist fight and win with somebody of approximately the same size? Do they have a chance? Can they carry somebody that's heavier than them? Can they go run as fast? Can they shoot as straight? Can they climb straight up over an 8-foot wall and go over with a pack? Can they do that? Guess what? They've got to. They're leaders. And so now the Ash Carter and the Obama administration, oh no, we're going to open all this up. Oh, no, we won't change any of the prerequisites for them to be in these. That's not true. They're already starting. Why is the attack on the military by using the word diversity going on in the midst of ISIL, in the midst of attacks all over the world, amidst all of this? We're taking down our military. The Russians building, the Chinese building, and Obama is taking down our military, the smallest navy that we've had since before the wars. 20,000 armies, you know, soldiers getting out, 10,000 Marines. They can't even make their recruiting quotas in the Army. This is what you want? Sexual harassment and assault the highest ever, and under who? Under Obama? More officers relieved from their commands than ever before under Obama? Why do you think this is? Do you think that he's done a good job? Four Secretary of Defenses during his time frame, and most everybody else has one, maybe two. What is he doing? And now, diversity. It'll make us stronger. It is the most, it's getting close to being one of the most reprehensible statements I'm hearing coming out of this administration. Diversity will make us stronger by putting people in situations that can get them killed and other people around them killed. I wrote this, and I'm writing this, and I'm going to put it even probably a little bit longer thoughts out on the blog. I just don't understand how this is going on. And then the Marines disagreed with it. And when Carter made that announcement, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, who just happens to be a Marine general, a fighting Marine general, one who's commanded in combat, was not there.
Mm.
His comment was, we will do what the Secretary of Defense has said. We will integrate people in as we can. And they've got to come up with a plan in 30 days. Thank you, Mr. Obama. We'll be right back after these messages and the news to talk to Congressman Lamoff. And I want to bring this question up to him, what he thinks about this. It's 8 o'clock in the morning here on the 4th of December. 49 degrees out there. I hope you're having a great day.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. Secretary of State John Kerry speaking today in Athens says the U.S. favors diplomacy to put an end to the civil war in Syria.
We are committed to try to accelerate this diplomatic initiative.
And he said that effort amounts to a two-pronged approach.
To achieve a ceasefire and to press for the political transition in Syria.
Kerry has said that the battle against ISIS could be won much more quickly if only there were first an end to the ongoing Syrian civil war. Meanwhile, some are asking, should President Obama do more to help eradicate ISIS? Republican Congressman Ed Royce of California telling the Salem Radio Network that the president handles ISIS with ideological blinders on.
We have a conflict of visions here, and the president has not put forward, and I don't believe he intends to put forward, any overarching strategy that would be needed to defeat ISIS.
Royce is chairman of the House Foreign Affairs Committee. The U.S. economy has generated another month of solid hiring, so solid that the Hugh Johnson Advisors chairman, Hugh Johnson, says the Fed will now feel free to raise interest rates.
This very much seals the deal. I think that, quite frankly, they've been doing a lot to sort of telegraph that they were really going to raise rates in the middle of December.
The U.S. trade deficit widened in October as exports of U.S. goods fell to the lowest level in more than 4 years. More on that from correspondent Jeremy House.
The Commerce Department says the trade deficit grew by 3.4% to $43.9 billion compared to a revised $42.5 billion deficit in September. Exports of goods and services declined 1.4% to $184.1 billion, while exports of goods fell 2.4% to $123.8 billion. Imports of goods and services were also down in October, falling 0.6% to $228 billion.
Of course, what Jeremy House reporting, the drop in imports reflected in part falling crude oil prices. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I had numerous credit cards, and I was struggling with paying them off, so I made the call.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360.
The people at Trinity are very friendly. They will do whatever you need them to do in order for you to feel better about being in a very difficult place.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360.
All of the Republican presidential candidates were in Washington on Thursday for a forum hosted by the Republican Jewish Coalition. GOP presidential candidate Donald Trump took a few moments yesterday to poke a few jabs at Jeb Bush for accepting huge campaign contributions.
He raised $125 million, which means he's controlled totally, totally controlled by the people that gave him the money. That's why you don't want to give me money, okay? But that's okay. You want to control your own politicians.
And Mr. Trump was among the candidates. It turned out yesterday one reason for the big draw was billionaire Sheldon Adelson. He spent $90 million of his own money bolstering candidates in the 2012 election. Newport News Shipbuilding is telling 738 workers they'll be laid off in February. The Virginia shipyard sent a letter to employees this morning informing them they'll be losing their jobs because sales have been slow. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The Senate passes a bill to repeal Obamacare, 52-47.
The bill was passed under a process called reconciliation, which lowered the number of votes normally needed to pass legislation in the Senate. But Republican John Cornyn of Texas denied the move was purely political.
Are we doing this for partisan reasons? I would say no, absolutely not.
Harry Reid, the Senate's top Democrat, said nothing could be more political.
Everyone knows this repeal of the Affordable Care Act is going nowhere. So instead of wasting everyone's time, instead of ignoring the wishes of people back home, let's work together to improve health care coverage.
The bill faces a presidential veto that the Senate does not have enough votes to override. Linda Kenyon, Capitol Hill.
Chipotle says it's tightening its food safety standards after its restaurants were linked to dozens of cases of E. coli. The Mexican food chain says it's hired IEH Laboratories to help improve its system after reports in late October that linked the restaurant to E. coli poisonings. More of these stories at 10.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. Good morning. It's Friday, the 4th of December. It's 8:05 in the morning. Good morning, everybody. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com worldwide.
Good morning. Currently 49 degrees in the downtown studios, 60-30% chances of showers, which high of 60, then going down to 30 with our highs of 52, lows of 38 tonight. Tomorrow calls for partly sunny with temperatures around 53 with chance of rain tomorrow night at 43. And Saturday, 90% of rain at 52 degrees. Looks like we're going to have a great weekend. We love the rain. Thank you, God, for bringing it to us. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends, locally owned and operated, where, yes, they do give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793.
Veteran-owned business. Now, I'm going to brought to you by, this segment of the show is brought to you by Mighty Fine Foods. You know, locally owned, locally operated, father and son operate the Mighty Fine Foods, which is either the world's largest super convenience store or the smallest supermarket. It's got it all there. Thousands of drinks, over 250 kinds of beer, but it's also a full-service deli and butcher shop. You can't buy meat any cheaper anywhere around here than at Mighty Fine Foods. Go on out there and look. You know, they'll cut it to your specifications. All of this in one spot. Immaculate when you walk in there. And like I said, father-son business, locally owned, locally operated. It's out on the corner of 299 and Deschutes. Do yourself a favor. Go on down there. Stop in. If you're going out to the lake or out to the shooting range, just go in there and stop by. And they've got, like I said, great prices on everything in that place. Mighty Fine Foods. You know, one of the things that we keep talking about is the people that are killed
in the San Bernardino shootings. And, you know, with Paris, you know, we watched that whole thing unravel. And we have a hard time tearing away from the television and the news and hearing what's going on. And so as we go into our holiday season, I mean, we sometimes become numb when we hear 14, it was a terrorist, 14 people were killed. They were just going about their lives. All of them worked for the county. And, again, it was in the middle of the afternoon. And so I think it's really important right now that we say their names out loud and their ages. And when you think about the husbands, the wives, the children, the aunts, the uncles, the grandparents, the communities that are being touched by this right now, I think it's very important that as we go through our holiday that we pray, we are mindful, that we send them love and that their hearts heal, and that that we just are mindful of these individual human beings that were shot down. I'm going to start with the first. This is the names have been released by the San Bernardino coroner. They were Shannon Johnson, 45, of Los Angeles. Benetta Bet Bedal, 46, of Rialto. Aurora Godi, 26 of San Jacinto. Isaac Amanios, 60 of Fontana. Larry Kaufman, 42 of Rialto. Harry Bowman, 46 of Upland. Yvette Velasco, 27 of Fontana. Sierra Claiborne, 27 of Marina Valley. Robert Adams, age 40, Yucaipa. Nicholas Felicinos, 52, of Colton. Tin Nagian, 31, Santa Ana. Juan Espinoza, 50, Highland. Damian Means, 58, of Riverside. And Michael Waitzel, 37, of Lake Arrowhead.
Those are the ones that were killed.
Shot down.
Shot down. One of the ones that was reported that had an argument. He was Jewish and had an argument with the shooter over the religion, whether Islam is a violent religion or not, a couple weeks ago.
Well, anyway. Eric said that the new release from CNN this morning was that the woman, and Malik, I think that was her name, was pledged to ISIS.
Our guest this morning, of course, is Congressman Doug Lamoff. Good morning, Congressman.
Good morning. How are you?
We're having a tough time hearing you. Hello?
Is this any better?
Not yet. Okay, wait a minute. How about
I'm on a landline even.
Okay, wait a minute. Pull down the... Can you call us back real quick, sir, or we can call you?
Yeah, we had this trouble before with the landline. Yeah, we'll call back. We're having a call back, yeah.
Okay.
And this happens with the rain from his landline.
He's just out on the farm somewhere.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's funny, a saturated line.
Yeah.
Okay,
he's calling back here. Good. Maybe we can hear it better now. So don't turn it up so loud this time, Eric. Let's get him on here. All right, we're trying one more time. Okay, we're with Congressman Doug LaMalfa.
How's that?
Yeah, there you go.
It's better.
Yeah.
It's better. Turn it up some more. Okay. Congressman, what's
up? Out here in the country, they bury your phone lines in the bottom of a ditch. Sometimes water goes in a ditch, you know, unbeknownst to the Army Corps of Engineers and EPA. That's where water sometimes goes.
So I got a question for you, Congressman.
Yes.
So what has more impact in our world? What's more dangerous, global climate change. Terrorism?
Yeah. Climate change by far, I think it gets hot. Well, I'm going to get too wise here over a very tragic deal, but okay, so everybody doesn't take it wrong here. I mean, the Church of Climate Change is preached daily on the House floor, in committee, all the time by the folks on the other side of the aisle, and you hear it ad nauseum out of the president when serious things are going on with ISIS, with the Middle East, with in Europe and on our own land here, and that's the thing they want to blame it on. If people just had more jobs in the Middle East, then they wouldn't be so angry because of climate change. So this is the nonsense we all have to listen to as a result of things while these guys are wasting time over in Paris right now. So.
Well, they're also at the same point of... Yeah, of course, it's running rampant again about the next assault on the Second Amendment and gun rights, and somehow that the people that were involved with this thing bought their guns legally. I mean, they didn't have a mental problem. They had obviously a fundamentalist terrorist problem, but there's nothing that California. I mean, they bought them in California. I mean, you can't get much more stringent than you are in California.
Maybe Chicago, but right.
Yeah. I mean, in Chicago, I mean, you know, of course, that's not even being addressed, the number of people being shot and killed there every day. But, you know, the fact is that they bought, now I understand they got a couple of weapons because somebody else bought them, but that they bought their own weapons and they bought them legally because there's no reason not to sell it to them. They were, you know, they had no police records. There was nothing to indicate that they shouldn't have a gun sold to them.
Well, I mean, why wouldn't you be able to line up a couple of shill buyers that have a clean record, that don't go anywhere and do anything wrong, and have them give you the gun if it's all a coordinated effort?
That's right.
You know, because when it comes the day that you want to go do the illegal thing, you don't care about obeying the law anymore.
Okay.
And even then, maybe you can claim it was stolen or whatever. But, you know, it's just, the logic doesn't come back full circle on this. So would it have been better had they been stolen guns or smuggled in from out of the country guns, or would they have been that was the question I was kind of asking about this when they start doing the anti-Second Amendment stuff. Which would be better to the opposition? Had they been stolen or smuggled in from out of the country or bought legally? Which one would you have been happier with? Which one would you have said the law worked, or that we need more laws? There isn't an answer, because the answer to them is always more laws, because they're not regulating the people that are the radical Islam terrorists. The only ones the law affects are the everyday Americans who have a harder time having access to a weapon or ammunition or the ability to keep it in their home or carry it on their person. That's the only one it really affects. And that's what they will not accept, and that's what they'll keep preaching on the media until the voters get tired of it or they fall for it. I mean, that's the equation.
Well, we're going to have to take a break, Congressman, and we'll be right back. We're going to like to share with you some comments that came out that Ted Cruz has commented on gun control. We're going to get your thoughts when we come right back here at KCNR 1460.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Well, Christmas is coming next, so Kathy's got gift cards that you can get for the person that has everything. We have a whole bunch of new Toyo Tommy kerosene heaters in for Christmas and ready to go. Kurt and Ricky are delivering kerosene everywhere in the mountains. Cody and Gary are doing a lot in the plant, filling clear pearl for the portable heaters and propane bottles and bulk oil. And thank you to all the customers of ours that use the Muse card locks for trucks, cars, and equipment. Mike Alcorn, the driver of our shiny truck and trailer, has Driver of the Month award for cleanest truck. Robin is doing a great job keeping up with all of our ag customers and corning and deliveries. Joe at Weaverville plant is very busy filling propane bottles and kerosene. Northern Lights Energy, keeping families warm, tanks full, and always there before you need us. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Hi, this is Linda and Carl Bott. Join us Friday, December 11th at View 202 as we kick off Jingles Through the Weekend on the Veranda and the V Room with a fabulous cocktail party featuring fun martinis, lots of appetizers, beer, wine, and my jazz quartet from 7 to 10 p.m. And our veranda features fire pits and heaters to keep the area cozy.
And Linda, this is also a great opportunity for our community to support the United States Marine Corps Toy for Tots program by bringing a new unwrapped toy and giving it to one of our local Marines. These toys stay in our community and ensure more children have a nice Christmas.
Tickets for this holiday event are $50, with $10 from each ticket sold going to Toys for Tots. Buy your tickets at View 202 and join us for a great evening as we celebrate the beginning of the Christmas season of joy and giving.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from your friends and neighbors at Redding Electric Utility. On behalf of all REU employees, we wish you a safe and joyous holiday season filled with peace, health, and quality time with loved ones. Redding Electric Utility has been honored to serve you this past year, and we will strive to keep 2016 shining bright. For energy savings information and holiday safety tips, visit reupower.com. REU and you, powerful together.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Redding Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and DeBott. It is 8:19 in the morning, 49 degrees out there. Looks like we could get some more rain. This portion of the show brought to you by View 202. Linda's going to be there this Sunday from 11 to 1 with their jazz ensemble. Singing from 11 to 1 out there. It's going to be beautiful out in the veranda there with the fire pits and the towers of power they have there.
And if it's raining, we'll be inside, and that'll be fantastic.
If it's raining, it's inside, right? Bottomless mimosas, the whole thing. Give them a call at 226-8439 for reservations there. It's a great place to go to for brunch.
And let's not forget December 11th. That's going to be a really big Toys for Tots.
Big party.
Marines. Yeah. check that out, December 11th. Anyway, so we're going to talk more about that later. Welcome back to our program this morning, our Congressman Doug LaMalfa.
So,
good morning.
Good morning. Have y'all taken your break yet?
A break from what?
Don't y'all go on a break from, don't you have to, so you don't have to be there every day, your Christmas break?
Oh, I see.
You never take a break.
I know you don't. I know when I say break, you go, no. I'm working every
We're
day. I don't know what you're talking about.
Well,
but, it's called Christmas break.
I just didn't know what, is it like the weekend one or the week in the district? No, the Christmas break will, and that's what we call it, okay, will commence at the end of next week if the appropriation/budget work gets done by the end of the week, or we could be there the following week through the 18th if we have to sit and fight the whole time.
Yep.
So it's, but, Speaker Ryan and everybody's, nobody really wants Congress to be there more than it has to unless it's actually reforming things. And if we're not able to get things past 1600 Pennsylvania, then, your success ratio is somewhat limited. So, it's a long answer to the question, I guess. Is
wow.
December 11th is, everybody's hoping, is the last day if our work is done in setting up what needs to happen for the next phase of the budget process and the appropriations process. Now,
did I see?
Just a second on Speaker Ryan here, too.
Okay.
Yay.
He is really good.
Good. We're glad to hear that. New blood, fresh blood.
And he... He really wants to get the term is regular order. And that to people on the street, to regular folks, that means doing things the right way. He's really trying to push the responsibility for how legislation is done back down to the committees where they have the jurisdiction. If it's budget, then budget committee be doing it. Now, a lot of things are in the past have been settled at the upper levels. The leaders get together and say, here's how we should do this in order to get it done. Well, what hasn't happened enough is going back farther ahead of the curve, so you have 6 months to work on it instead of it coming down to a limited time at the end. And admittedly, we do go through a lot of crisis management back there, but he really wants people to work harder and have a longer, farther approach ahead of time, so we're not doing this stuff at the last minute. We've been vetting this stuff, so... We're going to see one more attempt at trying to settle budget here in December, but with long legs coming out ahead of time, so we're doing an appropriation committee process and really vetting every aspect of the budget, not just getting 6 or 7 out of the 12 aspects of the budget done, but all 12, and then sending that over to the Senate, and they do whatever they do over there. But he's really looking for a better approach. He's really executing on it too. I hope you can go back and watch a speech from Library of Congress yesterday at about noon. I actually got over for that, and I'm really actually given a lot more optimism with him in place there. You heard a few phone calls ago with you guys. I was pretty down on this, and
yeah,
some weeks it's just a drag back there, and you don't see. Maybe a lot of hope sometimes, but, Ryan really is a room for optimism. Now,
right.
We're going to have our detractors out there slashing and burning. Oh, he did this. Mm-hmm. He voted for that. Folks, you got to get behind somebody. You got to give somebody a chance once in a while. When they take over the reins of the system there, maybe their way of doing it will be a little bit better. So, we do get a lot of people trying to slash and burn each other. Amongst Republicans are crying out loud.
Yeah, it seems like
I'm
Republicans.
I'm going to give them a chance, and I'm optimistic about it. So,
I don't know. It seems like Republicans want to eat their babies. Or eat their own. I'm not sure why that is.
The inner fighting with the party is not is disheartening. Well, let's go a little bit on the gun control here situation. On December 3rd, Breitbart News spoke with Republican Ted Cruz about the Democrats' attempts to use the San Bernardino attack as an impetus for gun control, and his counterposition that the attack actually shows why now, more than ever, the Second Amendment must be defended and the American people must be armed. He said, unfortunately, the goal of both President Obama and Hillary Clinton is to consistently at every turn to look to weaken the constitutional rights of American citizens, and in particular to undermine our constitutional right to keep and bear arms. You don't get rid of the bad guys by getting rid of our guns. You get rid of the bad guys by using our guns. And rather than respond to radical Islam and terrorism with a commitment from the president to keep this nation safe, to kill the terrorists instead, Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton refused to even utter the words radical Islamic terrorism. Now, Congressman, we are hearing this is what the conversation, this is the dialogue that is going on, not only here in Reading, but as we travel to, you know, different places in California. Is this a dialogue or conversation that is happening back in Washington?
That is largely, if you average everybody's opinion about it in, just say, the Republican House Conference, that's what I can speak about. That's how we feel, pretty much, is that they don't want to call it for what it is on the left. They want to somehow say, oh, this is workplace violence. Really, a house full of pipe bombs and all the other ordnance you need to go out and you know, they're speculating on this, and they won't know for a while, so I don't watch the news all, you know, 12 hours a day waiting for them to have their next morsel. Sometimes it's when these things happen, stand back and wait a few hours instead of watching the whole thing the whole time and have them coming up with theories like, you know, they have theories, oh, it was three white males that are all white supremacists. Really, that was it for the first hour? Or who came up with that one? So it's best to sometimes let the story unfold for a while before you jump in with an opinion. But did we even really get an idea what the Planned Parenthood thing was, you know, a week or two ago on that? Well, it was all, you know, we all heard what that narrative was. But
you know, and that's gone away. I'm just wondering what that was.
Best killed at the root, where ISIS is, over in the Mideast. And a lot of bad things are growing out of that. You know, the wave of so-called refugees that's ruining Europe right now, and will come to these shores too. And this president can't wait to import them. I think, you know, I see reports that people don't really want to leave their area they're familiar with if they had some level of not being beheaded for their beliefs over there. So call it what it is, folks. And there's a lot of people in this, you know, we put out legislation in the House the other day that, you know, we're getting ripped for by editorials and such that think we're being closed-minded and stuff. Well, I think it's responsible to take a pause in this thing and assess, is our systems, are our systems really working for vetting refugees or vetting migrants or vetting whoever's coming in? I mean, look at this visa situation here. We have visa waivers that apply to almost 40 different countries where they can come in the United States for 90 days with very little level of check, merely because of where they're from, if they can pass a minimal standard of background. They wave them on in. Well, how much stuff can you do 90 days under that? So we have a lot of things.
Who says they have to show up after 90 days? How many people do we have out there wandering around that came in on 90-day visas or educational visa and are still here?
And, you know, maybe that'd be all well and good if actually the federal government enforced it. But INS, Department of Justice, those guys either aren't given the tools to do their job by their higher-ups, or they're not interested to do their job because the White House has been lax on enforcing laws that it doesn't like or think politically somehow helps them to not do so. The giant problem usually, I'm sorry to say because it just sounds political, but so much of the problem starts in the White House and the people they appoint all through the system. You know, Loretta Lynch as Attorney General, she said, she's actually quoted in talking about the San Bernardino tragedy in moving towards the gun control agenda, that this is a wonderful opportunity to do things better, essentially. She used the term wonderful opportunity in the same paragraph as she's talking about the San Bernardino tragedy.
Wow.
Okay? This is who these people are.
Yep. Right, our guest is Congressman Doug Moff. We're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, their 23rd year of having this huge Christmas sale down at 2225 Hilltop Drive, a full-service jewelry store that has it all right there. Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, across from Sierra Gibbs. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. And just a super selection of everything you could possibly want, and the only trained watch repairman in the whole area. Right there. Four Winds Jewelry. We shop there. We believe in Leonard, and we believe in how they do it. Our guest again is Congressman Doug LaMalfa. It is 8:29 in the morning. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Have you ever had your vehicle in a shop for a collision repair? When you called to check on it, did no one seem to know anything about it? Donsek for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did you feel like a number when you were given canned rhetoric or generalization not specific to your vehicle? Although we are recognized as an authority in frame and suspension repair, we are primarily an auto body and truck collision repair center. When you select Coachmaster, we will tell you exactly how we are going to repair your vehicle. You will know the person in charge and get direct answers to your questions and follow-up phone calls, because every vehicle is personal to us. With our knowledge of the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to get started quickly. A reputation for excellent service and high-quality repairs takes years to build, and we intend to keep it. Coachmaster Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Join the City of Redding as we turn off our outdoor irrigation. As our serious water crisis continues, the city is facing large fines from the state if we don't meet our mandate. Those recent rains we've been enjoying won't end the drought overnight, but they're enough to let you turn off your sprinklers for the year. The shorter days and cool nights mean you don't need to keep those sprinklers running. You'll save plenty of water and reduce your utility bill at the same time. Check out other water-saving tips at cityofredding.org. Be water wise, water less, and together we'll all get through this.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is 8:32 in the morning. Yeah, we'll get you one way or the other. 49 degrees right now. Probably some rain today, going up to 52. A low tonight of 38. Weather brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Veteran-owned business, discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's last stronghold, the Cheers of Barbershops. Nothing better than getting your hair cut down at Cypress Square Barbershop. Right here in Redding, right off Athens Avenue, across from the subway. Our guest, Congressman Doug LaMalfa. Congressman, you know, I just saw where the Senate actually put together a some kind of work over there to defund Obamacare.
You know, that's a product of what Republicans have been wanting to do in both houses the whole time, and the legislation that the House has put out many times over, even to the consternation of the left or others that say, oh, you've done 40 bills to repeal Obamacare and such, that, well, you know, we find pieces of it are wrong or the whole thing that's wrong that we should repeal. And that was what Paul Ryan's commitment was yesterday in that speech I mentioned at the Library of Congress. I hope you guys can find the tape on that. And
we'll go back. Yeah, I think we probably can.
Pretty good.
I mean, if you can find a tape on, you know, on raising goats in Botswana, we should be able to find a tape on that.
I haven't seen that goat tape. So,
Well, you know, it.
So, but you know, he committed that ultimately the thing that's going to work best is repealing the whole thing. But you have to. I mean, politics is part of the equation back there. I know that's a shocker deal for you, but. And achieving, and Paul will say it, you got to have a president in the White House that is going to be helpful. And so part of what we need to be doing is messaging for this next year, all the time, but especially focusing this next year on what it is that's right about what Congress is doing or should be doing, and that what's going to be right for the American people as that byproduct, and to have that something our presidential candidates can adopt and run with as practical solutions to what you do to really do fix the health care situation. It isn't always just, we're not just talking health care, we're talking about health insurance. That's what the government is fooling with.
Well, that's the whole thing. The whole thing is about, you know, is who pays. And now you've got one of the largest insurance companies, UnitedCare, talking about pulling out after this, after 2016. That'd be a huge blow.
That's a resounding success, isn't it? We have less choices there with the companies that, we know insurance companies don't wear halos and such, but the original concept of insurance was people pooling risk so it can be, if you know, the 1 in 100 people that something happens to, it's affordable to that one person, and everybody goes, well, the process is working, you know, for thankful that it isn't happening to me, but it's helping them. So, you know, things get distorted over time, but the original concept of insurance is something we need to keep and embrace. And so the more choices you have without artificial government barriers or high costs that make barriers, that's where we'll be successful. So, you know, when we keep talking about this, it isn't about health care. It's about health insurance where government is intervening. You know, you got to separate the term health insurance and health care. It's still the docs and the clinics and the nurses and the hospitals. Those are the people that administer the health care, and we need to make their job as easy as possible to spend their time talking to their patients and doing the things their patients need instead of encoding numbers into a computer or fighting with a government entity or an insurance company on how to get paid because everybody's trying to avoid paying them. That's what the people care about. They don't care about the insurance forms. They care about when they need to go for health care to get it done. So what the Senate did was to, using the budget reconciliation process, they were to achieve votes by a simple majority, not a 60-vote majority. Budget reconciliation is a limited process where in the budget process you have to find true savings that achieve a certain amount of savings but don't go beyond the scope of a particular area in the budget. In this case, we're talking about health care. This is, you know, tangled and complicated in the verbiage of it. I'm not doing a great job right now, but budget reconciliation is a tool you can use that doesn't require basically the 60 votes in the Senate to do that. You can use a 51 vote margin because it's a limited scope of cost savings that is within the law and within Senate rules that you can achieve. So I was really tickled when the House sent a document over a few weeks ago that had the constraints on it that fit within budget reconciliation and not just a simple budget bill that required 60 votes, because that gave the senators the tools to achieve what we just saw. And so now a bunch of the underpinnings of Obamacare were taken out from underneath, pulling the rug out from it. On issues that are driving costs and are things that most people say, yeah, let's get rid of that portion of Obamacare at least and pull it out. So we have something that will come back to the House after the amendments to it and the changes. We'll pass it out of the House. We'll send it down to 1600 Pennsylvania. He will 99% chance veto it because it's his baby, but he can explain his veto to the people that were promised $2,500 in cost savings for their insurance plan, and that they can keep their plan if they like their plan, and all the other things that have gone on instead when they've seen their costs go up. They have less doctors they can choose to go to. They have less insurance plans to choose from, and that they're being either subject to paying fines, you know, the whole list of things that have gone wrong with this health insurance thing trying to be run by the federal government. I'll say this again, too. If you want an example of how great the government's going to manage everybody's health insurance, let's look how good of a job they've been doing with the Veterans Administration, which is, what, about 7-8% of the population, and how they've had that administered to them, either getting their claims settled or, after the fact, actually doing seeing them for their health needs they need after they wait months for an appointment or have to ride a bus for hours to get to it. So, I mean, if you want an example with VA, why in the world would you give the government more responsibility to run everybody's health insurance? So there's my long-winded answer.
Okay. We're sending more and more people, more and more troops back to the Middle East. At what point will Congress get into this and say either declare war or, you know, I mean, where's our end game on this, Congressman? Who's watching
up our troops?
War has been declared on the free world, the Western world, the Judeo-Christian world already. I mean, it's underway. So at what point do we acknowledge that we either like it or don't or want to engage it or not? And the thing we had trepidation about a year ago was when Congress authorized, as the process works, authorized airstrikes and some limited level of personnel to do training and organization of troops in the Middle East to fight the battle. Well, and I need to get a briefing from our chairman, Ed Royce, from Southern California. He's got a really good synopsis of what we actually accomplished during the last year. But you're hearing the news already that the president has not taken nearly advantage of his authorization to do airstrikes. He's been holding way back. There's oil trucks moving from the area into Turkey. They're making money off that. ISIS trucks are what they're afraid of. Those there might be the president won't hit those trucks that are moving oil and making money illegally for ISIS, being sold into Turkey or wherever, and all the stuff coming in from Syria from the west or from the south, those truck movements, they should be hitting those trucks and blowing them up and stopping the flow of commerce and materiel they need to pay for war, conduct war. But the president, the excuses I'm hearing, we should verify them, but is that they're afraid that the guys driving the trucks might have families or they might be just normal, but they're helping ISIS. They're helping supply ISIS with money or ordnance.
If you
if you want to warn them, as of noon tomorrow, we're going to hit every truck. And if you're driving one of those trucks, you've been warned. I mean, that would be more generous than we should be.
We've done that before.
Yes.
We've sent out thousands, millions of leaflets before saying we're attacking.
Well, yeah.
Yeah,
so
I mean,
we've done this. Putin's not waiting around. Do we want Putin to be our poster boy, a hero for getting stuff done? I mean, it's really a twisted one final year this administration we're having to put up with. I don't think we've seen nothing yet.
You hit ISIS, they're out in the open now. I mean, they're everywhere, and they're out in the open, and why we're not attacking them everywhere, every chance we get, I don't know.
Well, the thing we still have as an advantage is that we're largely talking desert out there, and so there's not a lot of places for them to really go. It's certainly not easy for them to hide, and so you do have to concentrate on the cities they've taken in between the vast reaches of desert, and so that will take systematically going through there and rooting them out. So hit the targets in the cities that you can. And if we're helping the Kurds, if we're supplying things to people that we can fairly reliably count on in the short term to go after them, I mean, there's limited help we can get from the Sunnis in some of these cases, the Kurds in the north, on a short-term, you're my friend right now basis. I mean, we don't want to permanently supply them with long-term things they can use against us later. But you got to find ways to make it work, because there does seem to be a common enemy in ISIS right now, as they're pretty much targeting everybody that doesn't want to play their game. But what we've seen with what the Russians have been able to do is that they have them kind of on their heels in certain aspects, but they still have to be rooted out in Mosul and some of the other cities up in maybe more north and northwest portion of the area. And what are we systematically going to assist those that want to help root them out and make it as uncomfortable as possible with the airstrikes that you can target and hit without worrying about collateral damage to maybe those that are you don't want to hit? I mean, we're being very unaggressive on this, and I don't understand what this president's goal is.
Well, I think that's a lot of people don't know. We're going to take a quick break here. We're with Congressman Doug Emhoff, and when I come back from the break, Congressman, let's talk presidential politics for a few minutes. Especially since that the latest poll from CNN and Wall Street, the Washington Post or whatever, shows Mr. Trump up by double digits on people. I'd like to get your comments on these when we come back. This portion of the show is
I know what you've commented before, but I want to, you know what, I keep thinking the same thing, but I just need to talk to you about it, what people back in Washington are saying right now. This portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Does what no other company around town does. He gives full guarantees. Better known business. Jeff Wurst over at Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair can fix a chip into cracks over 24 inches in length. That's right. Jeff Wurst, give him a call at 241-8373 or just stop by 3208 Market Street right here in Redding. Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Guest is Congressman Doug LaMalfa. It is 16 minutes until 9 o'clock, 49 degrees out there today on December the 4th, 2015.
Take your passion. Hi, Linda Bott here from KCNR.
And Nathan Parmalee from Reading's own Civic Auditorium.
The Reading Civic is bringing the excitement to its newly updated theater. The 2015-2016 season promises to wow you and include a 15% savings option when you purchase tickets to three or more shows.
So start your holiday season with the exquisite artistry of Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker. Enjoy heartfelt Christmas classics with the Oak Ridge Boys Christmas Show and take in the stunning debut of the Civic's very own production of Christmas Carol, A Love Story.
2016 kicks off with the pop culture phenomenon of Flashdance the Musical.
The devilishly funny production of C.S. Lewis's Screwtape Letters.
The wildly theatrical show Blue Man Group and the fun family experience of Chris Perandi's Stunt Dog Experience.
For tickets and more, visit ReadingCivic.com or the Reading Civic box office.
See you at the show!
During the holiday season at Wellgate Sports Club, we want to give you the gift of health and fitness. Hi, I'm Rich Novelli, President and COO of Wellgate Sports Club. For a limited time, we are offering no dupes until 2016. So call today at 768-1205 for your personal tour. At Wellgate Sports Club, you will experience exceptional every day. At Wellgate Sports Club, we wish all of you a happy and healthy holiday season.
Coming soon, Cascade Christmas, a whole new show for the whole family. Don't miss it. Bring your camera for free pictures with Santa after all 2 p.m. shows. Tickets on sale now at cascadetheater.org or call 243-8877.
Ho, ho, ho. Captain Eric Lawrence needed help after a paralyzing injury in Afghanistan.
PVA helped me write my resume, got me a job interview. I got the job.
To learn more, visit PVA.org, a public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
The weather outside is frightful, but the wine over on the west side is delightful. Westside Wine at 1872 Buenaventura is your new hotspot for holiday cheer. Whether you are a wine newbie or you really know your vintages, the wine educators at Westside Wine can help you find that perfect bottle. From beautiful Bordeaux to crisp Chardonnays, their rare boutique finds will surely delight you. Westside Wines wishes you a sparkling Christmas.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. It is 13 minutes until 9 o'clock here on Friday, the 4th of December. And don't stop believing. Don't stop believing. Do you think that's the Donald Trump fight song there, Congressman Doug LaMalfa?
Well, that was the San Francisco Giants one during each one of the World Series. So, you know.
Okay. Everybody wants to hear. What do you think about the presidential election here? Who are you looking at? I mean, did you think that Trump, you know, the latest CNN poll just shows him up like 36%. He's like double anybody else. And Ted Cruz is right behind him.
What's going on? And I think I'll open whatever comment I would say about is that for Republicans to, you know, there's a lot of choices. It's maybe not an easy choice right now for average people as they're looking at everybody, but a lot of time is getting spent on the crazy internet with people, if if you don't like one of the other Republicans, you attack that person and say all the bad things about them instead of talking about your own candidate, why your own candidate you've picked is good. And so what's going to come out of this is one of those 12 or whatever's left is going to be the Republican nominee.
Right.
And whoever that nominee is, the choice will be between that one or whichever one of the lab experiments the Democrats put up, okay?
Lab experiments?
Yeah.
Don't you think Hillary's just got it? I mean, it's she's been ordained, right?
Well, I mean, I would have to really, yeah. Is Bernie Sanders really have a chance?
No, of course not.
A shill or a foil
no,
out there?
They needed somebody to run against her.
Make it look like that. But,
they're probably paying him.
But Hillary, I mean, that's such a terrible candidate for just average people. When I came in the house last night and, you know, we flipped over to see what the news was since I'd kind of been out of the news loop for 9 hours, see what it came on. And one of the first things that came on, I wasn't looking at the TV, but I heard this screeching coming on. What is that? And it was actually Hillary yelling at one of these rallies about guns and gun control and all that stuff. And gosh, just the sound of that alone, I don't know what you would vote for that for. It actually was hurting my ears. But that all said, there's no choice on the other side for Republicans to pick from. So if we're going to all be fighting amongst ourselves and slashing and burning because one candidate the other, that I've gone with Marco Rubio, okay?
Uh-huh.
And so I get my things on my Facebook, oh, that guy's a rhino, you're a rhino. Like, well, what does that mean, you know? He doesn't say things the same way Ted Cruz does, which makes a lot of people happy. But I'm looking at a wide variety of things that are going to be successful in the election coming up, and I think he brings that to the table. His eloquence, his things he's worked on and tried to do, and people want to paint him with a certain brush on immigration. Well, you know, does that mean you can never have a conversation about immigration? He was part of an early on discussion of how do we do it, I think in earnest, then he pulled back from it when the thing spun out of control. But he's still getting tagged with a bunch of stuff like, well, he's going to be a pro-amnesty rhino. Well, that's nonsense. Why would I support a guy like that? So that said, I think he brings an electability, an appeal that's going to be to a broad section of voters, not just the Republicans. We're going to have to go get independents and Democrats to come across because...
Got to open that tent up a little bit more.
Yeah, you do. So, and I think we do that without compromising important values, and Marco has those. I think he has electability, he has the right values and all that. Is there, you know, others that can do that? I think there's others that are pretty close too as well. You know, I think Donald Trump is saying a lot of things that people like hearing right now, is scratching an itch, and he's being very plain-spoken in that charming New York way he does things. You know, it's kind of humorous. It's kind of fun, and I nod my head with some of it too.
You know, I just cannot
get down to electability.
Yeah.
I mean, I was just looking at a social media post here that's, you know, somebody I know and like down from the Sacramento area says anybody that's supporting him needs to have medical help. You know, so he's really turning off a lot of people, a lot of women on this thing. You know, are they moderate? Are they middle of the road? Are they liberal? I don't know, but. You got to look at what's going to make your tent bigger, not smaller on that. And by golly, one thing people better keep in the back of their mind is we better win this next election and bring somebody to the table that's going to help us win the next election. And I'm afraid Donald Trump is going to peak right now. You know, in talking to Republican voters, in the mid-30s or something on that. Well, you put that across 100% of voters, he tops out at probably 28 or 30%. Amongst all voters, 35%. You need 51 of people that show up.
Okay, so you're a Marco Rubio guy.
Yes.
Okay. I thought, you know, we listened to him. I saw in the last debate, I liked the way Ted Cruz went in there and started fighting back about these stupid
questions.
Both
those guys did a great job.
I thought they
debate.
Did. I thought Rubio did, but I thought he
Ted
did
Cruz
too, yeah.
Went down the aisle, went down the Jeez. Column there and said, here's the inane questions you and the media asked each of these candidates here. I don't remember what each one, but you had some silly question to Carson, some silly question to someone else and all this. You throw softball questions to Hillary, and Marco Rubio follows up like, you know, you guys in the media are the super PAC for Hillary because they just throw her softballs day in, day out. They don't ask about the Benghazi mess and the lies in that and the emails and all these things that are being covered up. I mean, come on, people. We had 8 years of the Clinton bunch already, and
I don't like dynasties. I don't like dynasties, and that includes the Bush's dynasty. You know what, Jeb Bush? There's nothing about Jeb Bush that appeals to me. And I don't. And because we've already had Bushes, we've already had Clintons. It's enough. We need another change, and we need somebody that's going to open it up. And maybe Marco Rubio is the one. I'm not sure yet. I have, you know, it's one of those things that, you know, he did come across real well. One of the things that surprised me about Ted Cruz, he's argued in front of the Supreme Court 6 times. I had no idea about that. That he was that capable a barrister. So
he's capable of a lot of things and articulates a good message on a lot of things. But I also have not enjoyed his tactics on how he'll go out on his own and do that and he'll badmouth other Republicans in the process, and that's not smart. And you know whether he thinks we're wrong on other things, you know he's badmouthing the House all the time because. Well, for example, the budget reconciliation bill that got sent over to the Senate, he was bad-mouthing that because it didn't repeal Obamacare 100% at one time. Okay, neat. We've done those bills many times, and they don't move at all in the Senate. Well, won't we take some pieces of that and find something you guys over in the Senate can move, and we'll send it down the street to 1600 and then let the president explain that. Do you want us to do 100% repeal bills all the time that do nothing? Once they hit the Senate, I mean,
no. What we want to do is a well thought out attack that will dismember those portions of things that are going on.
You send your whole wave of troops up the hill every time and have them all get slaughtered, or if you've done that one time, maybe the general pulls back and says, let's be a little more tactical on this.
How about the indirect approach on this one? Yeah,
take one machine gun nest out at a time on this thing and.
Yeah.
Find a way to get through of this, maybe similar to what they did at.
Y'all ought to be reading.
I don't know.
Y'all should be reading Sun Tzu before you go and become a congressman or a senator about how to win battles. You know. Anyway, hey.
Well, there's no clear way to do any one of it because it's a running debate as you go. I mean, you do the best you can with the info you have, and you know I'm going to do things wrong. I'll make the wrong call on things, but hopefully in the long term, I'm making most of them. In concert with what the right thing is, and if the voters respond and think, yeah, that was all right, they'll keep me around. And if they think, whatever, then
it looks like they won't,
so whatever.
we got about 5 minutes left. They came out with the jobs. They hired 211,000 this last month. It just seems like they keep ignoring the fact we've got more people not working than any other time in the history of the United States, except the Great Depression.
When I hear the jobs numbers, I might as well just, have heard the latest catcalling from a comet, a carnival. You know, it's just it doesn't mean a lot if you're going to not acknowledge the people that have given up looking for work or the number of people that are on permanent assistance and all that. You know, so don't talk to me about jobs numbers coming out of the administration until we've really done some things to bring the jobs back home, and not have his regulators out there. Just running rampant on
EPA.
Hey, what's producing anything?
Before you leave, we got like 3 minutes. Quick update on VA.
Well, they're still as close to dysfunctional as ever. They've shifted resources away from one aspect to trying to catch up on the backlog of claims. So they say they got their numbers down there, but the numbers are growing up over here. They say, we need more money from Congress. Well, because they won't give us money, so they always try and blame us on it. Like, we give you a lot of money there, but we don't see the accountability within the system, too, to give us confidence to give you even more carte blanche. Yes, we have an incredible number of new people come in, and we got to get a handle on how we're going to process that. But when McDonald, these other guys, when their solution, there's these two gals that did this little hopscotch job
downsize themselves. Down. Yeah.
Instead of them being fired or being required to pay $300,000 back of moving expense payments, they get that much for moving. Okay, they just demoted them and gave them other jobs that are still six-digit jobs.
They don't give them less money. They just give them a less responsible job.
Well, initially, they gave them a lesser title in the new job, but since they've been caught doing this, did they get fired? Since it's been publicly exposed. No, they just demoted them to a lesser job somewhere else the second time and have not required them to pay back their moving expenses of, I think, a combined total of $400,000 or something like that. How much would $400,000 do to help, 2, 5, 10 veterans,
Yeah, and how about
so,
that?
So they are unwilling to fire people that were blatantly out front, caught red-handed in the public in Jeff Miller's committee meeting I sat in on, to get rid of them. They're protecting their own on that. They're not protecting veterans. So obviously we have a long, long, long way to go, because the backlog of what they're doing when they're processing claims is so many of them now are this high ratio of getting kicked out of the local centers and going back to the appeals board in Washington, where it takes 2 or 3 years. And it seems to me like, well, maybe they're trying to crank them out. They're doing, you know, 30,000-40,000 a year, whatever the number is, but they're getting inundated with hundreds of thousands.
Yeah, it's not catching up. Yeah. There.
So maybe we need to give more money to the appeals board. Maybe we hire more people there.
Yeah.
I don't have confidence that they're going to hire the right people. So do we lump along for another 13 months till we get an administration in that actually gets angry about this and lops some heads off ISIS style within the VA or something? You know, I mean, it's really tiresome.
Figuratively, not literally, of course.
I'd be super angry. Go ahead.
I just said figuratively, not literally. Hey, we got to run. We're at the end. Congressman Doug Moffitt, thank you so much for joining us. Well, you too, and have a Merry Christmas. We don't talk to you before we see you. You bet. Hey, all right, on Monday we're having Enjoy the Magazine. It's going to be here along with a bunch of other things that are happening next week with our politics and the people around here. Everybody have a real safe weekend. Join us at U202 on Sunday, 11 to 1. It's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
ISIS. That's what a U.S. official says about gunman Saeed Farouk's wife, Nashveen Malik, said to have made the pledge using a Facebook alias just prior to the deadly attack in San Bernardino. And San Bernardino Police Lieutenant Mike Madden says that crime scene is something he'll never forget.
It was unspeakable, the carnage that we were seeing, the number of people who were injured and unfortunately already dead.
Counterterrorism expert Michael Leiter tells NBC's Today Show it's looking more and more like an act of terrorism.
You have some contacts with people of concern. You have at least one of the IEDs, improvised explosive devices, which links back to a terrorist organization potentially. So you have a lot of indicators there.
14 people killed, 21 wounded in the mass shooting. A French journalist who had been held hostage by ISIS for 10 months contends it stepped up airstrikes on the